You think Chicago Bear quarterback Mitch Trubisky is getting tired of all the criticism he's received? Well, at least for 1 week, those critics will have to stay silent.
Applies to every position.
Three down and goal. They try the same play again, and this time a touchdown to Taylor Gabriel. The sixth touchdown pass in this game for Trubisky, who had 12 starts a year ago through seven.
Play-by-play courtesy of Fox Sports, Trubisky's big day led the Bears to a 48-10 win over Tampa Bay. The Bears are now 3-1 this season. Colt quarterback Andrew Luck didn't have a bad day at the office against Houston. He threw for four touchdown passes, which is the good news. The bad, the Colts lost to Houston 37-34 in overtime. And while we're on the subject of football, we had another fun week of high school football this past Friday and almost had an upset, with Calumet giving unbeaten Whiting all they can handle before the Oilers picked up a win at home. During our Lakeshore game night broadcast, we had a chance to talk with Whiting coach Jeff Kane and a friendly word of warning to Oilers players. I hope you had a good night's sleep, guys, because you will need it.
We have some stuff that was very uncharacteristic of our kids, and we'll get it cleaned up. I told the kids, I said, we may be on the IR come Tuesday, because we're going to be doing a little bit of running for penalty runs on Monday.
The college football poll is out, and Notre Dame moves up to the number 6 spot in the nation after their weekend win over Stanford. Alabama still the one, followed by Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU. And in baseball, the Cubs in Milwaukee go at it at Wrigley this afternoon. The winner is the NL Central champion. The loser has to settle for a wild card slot in the playoffs. The White Sox closed their season with a 5-4 loss to Minnesota. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.